Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is a joy and a privilege for me to share God's word. And this morning I want you to refer to the text, or maybe you keep in mind of the Bible text in Ephesians chapter 6, the first four verses of the scriptures, as we have read from verse 1 to verse 4. Since today is Father's Day, I will bring to you the message on the you and your father, and I want to share with you three important points in regards to my message this morning. First of all, the first point I want to bring to you is the role of the father. Second, the relationship of the father. And third, the respect for the father. The Christian father plays an important and significant role in the family. Paul says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonitions of the Lord." Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. God commands the father the responsibility to teach his word in the family. And I believe that God wants the father to teach not only the word, but to teach the children diligently and constantly. This undertaking is also set forth in the Old Testament. When the Passover was instituted, Moses told the men of Israel that in the years to come, they would be responsible to teach their children the meaning of this annual observance. The task of the Christian father is to teach diligently to their children so that they might have insight into the things of God. It requires patience to impart the knowledge of God's word to your children. Fathers, you must remember that you are to admonish your children. We have read, or perhaps we understand from the scriptures, God punished the house of Eli the priest for the very reasons that he failed to discipline his own sons. If the father is going to correct a child, he needs to teach him the right way. A child needs to be corrected when he willfully goes against his instructions and, of course, his training. Sometimes a child is unwisely corrected when he has not been instructed or taught the right way. We must teach our children the right way at the right time. And what do you mean by this? Let me further illustrate this simple example. There was a boy in the river waving his hands to his father, who thought that he was playing a fool. His father stands on the bridge, keeps scolding him for his reckless behavior. The son shouted, "Father, I'm drowning, not swimming. Please save me now and scold me later." A drowning person needs help. And of course, this drowning boy needs help immediately without further delay. He's fighting a far more difficult battle than what you ever think. And so it is important that the role of the father is to understand the need of your children and then discipline accordingly to their needs. The father is to make wise provisions for the family's need. It is so easy for the father to think that The requirement of the family is just to bring home a paycheck. But children need close encouragement. Nothing is more valuable to a child than a given time by the father to listen and talk to him. Without close communications between the father and children, the relationship can turn cold. And that's why sometimes father and son, or perhaps might be fathers and daughter, or mother and fathers, mothers and daughters, they have very cold relationship simply because of lack of communications. I truly believe that communication plays an important role in the family. The father must communicate with their children, and the children must communicate with their fathers. The greatest gift a father can give to his children is himself. He gives the encouragement to his children with wisdom from above. The gift of the presence of the father to his children is indeed very precious. I see that the father is responsible for the safety of the family, safety from physical harm and threats from outside, as well as safety from spiritual attacks and subversion by false Christian teachers. I truly believe that only a spirit-filled, spirit-controlled, spirit-led man can successfully undertake the job to be called a father. If you want to be a good father, or perhaps to be a good Christian father, you must be spiritually filled. And it is your responsibility to train your children to walk in the way of the Lord. And therefore, I see that the father must set an example for the children to affirm the truth of God's word. Even if the father fails, he affirms what is right through the asking of forgiveness. Well, in our Asian context, I seldom see father apologizing to their sons or daughters for the mistakes that he had made. But we have to take the bold step to be a good father by setting an example for our children to follow. All fathers must help their children to walk worthy of God. And that is the role of the father, as we see the first point I want to bring to you, which is bring to us in the scriptures. And then we see the relationship of the father. God is serious about you as children, that you must play a part to honor your father. Because if you read in the Ten Commandments, it requires you to honor your father and your mother. And this is taught in the Word of God in Ephesians chapter 6, 2. God is serious about honoring parents because they are God's representative. If you were to read the scriptures in Exodus 21, it says that he who strikes his father and mother shall surely be put to death. And then it repeats again, he who curses his father and mother shall be put to death. You see, not only that we are to honor our fathers and mothers, which is found in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, but in Exodus 21, it reminds us that we are to give due honor to our parents, and he who strikes his father and mother shall surely be put to death. And it's also being repeated in verse 17 of Exodus 21. This shows to us that fathers and mother, the fathers, he is the representative of God on this earth, and you are to give due honor to him. You will also see, as we read in the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 6, that tells us to honor our fathers and, of course, our mother too, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on earth. Well, if you want to live long life, play your responsibility to honor your father and mother. Someone says that if you want to live long life, someone will recommend you take Matusila oil. What do you know by Matusila? In actual fact, it's omega-3 Matusila oil. They call it as Matusila oil because Matusila, he was a person who lives very long on this earth. The longest person who lives on this earth is none other than Matusila. But I truly believe that we are to obey God's commandment. If we honor our fathers and mothers, God will give you long life. It means that when children honor their parents, they will have a full and rich life on this earth. You will have the fullness of life on this earth. And truly, it is very true that if we play our part, God will honor us and give us the richness of life while we are on this earth. A person who lives holy lives has the respect for his parents. And this is important. If you want your children to honor you and respect you, train your children to walk in the way of the Lord. And your children will honor and respect you. In Leviticus chapter 19, verses 2 and 3, we see God says to Moses, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they were to reflect God's holiness by giving respect to their fathers and mothers." The command to honor their parents is extended to the kings. The scriptures call kings as fathers, the kings as the father of the nations, kings as father. And that's why in Thailand, the celebrations of the Father Days is not today, but it is on the king's birthday. It is the Father's Day in Thailand. But in Taiwan, Father's Day is not today, it's on the 8th of August, because it's Papa. 8th of August is Father's Day in Taiwan. But in Singapore, our Father's Day is today, and we celebrate or we remember the fathers to give due honor to him. And we know that the scriptures tells us that kings shall be thy nursing fathers. Isaiah chapter 49, verse 23. I want to bring to your attention very clearly to what God has said to us, that you are to treat your pastors as your spiritual fathers. Then some churches who have pastors who are very young. Maybe he is in the 20s, 24 years old, or 22 or 23 years old. Then you are a man of 80s. Am I to call this young man respect him as my father? Well, this is what the scripture says. Regard him as your father. This is what the scripture tells us. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. Though you have 10,000 instructors, yet you have not many fathers, for in Christ I have begotten you through the gospel. In this aspect, with my understanding, we always want to make sure that when we ordain a person, we don't want to ordain him too young. In the Anglican Church, the minimum requirement age is 24 years old. If we ordain a bishop, he must be 24 years old, not too young. So in our BP churches, it's an unwritten law that preferably he must also be a married man. If you are not married, then we can delay a bit longer until he finds a good wife. Because when we ordain a person, not only we interview that candidate, but we also interview the wife. Because the wife plays an important part in the husband ministry. We know that the husband or the father is the head of the home, but the wife is the neck. It is the neck that shakes the head. And this is very true all the time. So we make sure that when we ordain a person, he must be sufficiently mature enough to be able to manage the congregations and people to respect him. Yeah. So treat your pastors as your spiritual fathers. Even though they may be young, you are to give due regard to him as your spiritual father. And then we see that Naaman's servant called their master father. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 13, and the centurions called his servant son. Anyone who is elderly can be honored as a father. Thou shalt honor the face of the old man. Paul addressed the elders as fathers in Acts chapter 22, verse 1. Yeah, anyone who is a senior person in the church or in the society, you can regard him as your father. I just want to make some illustrations for you to understand. When I was a young man, many call me Ati. Ati means young boy. Then when I grow a bit older, they call me Abba. No? Abba. Well, because when I was studying for the ministry, in Newton, there's a papaya store that sells this papaya. And I used to pass by that store and they called me Abba all the time because I was a young man. When I studied for the ministry, I was only 20 years old. They called me Abba. Then when I grow older, people call me Uncle. And now when I'm a bit older, I have white hair. They call me Grandpa. Oh, I said that. You progress. Why they call me? One day when I was at the SGH, the nurse called me Grandpa. I said, who is the grandpa here? In fact, she's referring to me. So anyone who is senior, you can respect him as your father, like your father. Because the scripture tells us that anyone who is elderly can be honored as the father. Thou shalt honor the face of the old man. A child may not inherit his parents' talent, but he can absorb their values. Values are transmitted by what we say and what we do. The child's healthy relationship with his parents can help them to learn from their parents' moral, emotional, and spiritual values. And this is important because the father must transmit his values to the children. A father may not have great property or treasure left behind, but he can transmit his values to his children. The spiritual, emotional value to his children. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy in him. Proverbs 23, verse 24. Each child born into this world has potential for godliness and even greatness. The value you give to your children today will shape your children tomorrow. Teach your children godliness, faith, love, and we will have a new generation of spiritual men and women for tomorrow. Yes, we need godly men, we need godly women. And we can only have godly men and women in the church If we train our young children, impart our spiritual values to them today, and we will have a new generation of spiritual leaders, men and women, who are ready to serve the Lord. And that is the relationship of the father and the child. The father has the responsibility to transmit his moral, emotional, and spiritual value to his children. Are we doing that? Within our Singapore context, we think more on cash, money. If he can earn a lot of money, he's my good son. If he can't earn a lot of money, he's not. We must remember that in our lives, our spiritual character is more important than money on this earth. And now I want to bring the respects of the father. How do you honor your father? Which is important when you talk about father. How do you honor your father? The respect for the father. We should learn to be polite and courteous in the way we address them. Number one, failure to address them properly is to deny of God's ordained distinction between parents and children. I truly believe that there is a distinction between the father and the son. And we have to address children, or to address their fathers correctly. Sometimes I hear someone says that they address the father as uncle. I don't know. I see them calling the father uncle. And I further understand that this is because of religious reason. That's why they call his the father uncle. I don't know whether I'm right. He said it's because of some religious reason. And some call him as old man. And especially the wives will call the husband as old man. I don't know. I heard this around when I went around, they call it my old man. Who's your old man? Your husband's the old man. I don't like it. Although I'm old, but the relationship is important and call the right name. Failure to address them properly is to deny the God-ordained distinction between parents and children. It is interesting to observe that the writer of Genesis took pain to describe Joseph's respect for his elderly father, Jacob. At that period of history, Joseph was equivalent to a position of a prime minister. Yet when he saw his father, Joseph bowed down his face to the ground. This showed humility and respect to his elderly father. Another way of expressing honor to our parents is to listen to them. The book of Proverbs constantly exhorts to heed their parents' teaching. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. Hearken unto thy father that beget thee and despise not thy mother who is old. It is often a temptation for young people to adopt a very negative attitude towards their parent. The father's counsel to their children should not be regarded as nagging and complaining. I believe that the advice by the father to you is always wholesome and is always wise. Your father or your mother would feel unwanted and rejected if you were to say that I'm not going to listen to you. This is my life. I'm going to do what I like. Do you ever hear your children saying this to you? I'm not going to listen to you. This is my own life. I know what I'm like. I'm going to do according to my own desire and wish. When parents point out to their children their faults and error, the children resented such remarks as intrusions to their right to do what they like. Sometimes parents are described as old men and women, and the word old lies the insinuations that they are behind time in terms of their perspective. That's why I say I don't like to use the word old. Old means that we are behind time in their perspective. True, when you grow older, it takes quite some time to learn. I have discovered that my grandchildren learn faster than I am. They are real fast learners. But it takes me some time to master certain things because nowadays we have a technology age and you have to master computer, you have to master this and you master that. By the end of the day, you've forgotten everything. Then next day, you have to revise again. Then you have forgotten it. But the younger people, they learn fast. They catch up fast. Very good. So always learn when you are young. Well, children, we must be humble to listen and to learn from your parents, even though they may be old. When our children no longer seek for our guidance, they still value our love. And that is important. In every stage of parenting, it is not only what we say, but what we do as parents counts. Yes. Children are important to their parents. Children are fortunate if you have a father who is honest, who does what is right. And this is a great blessing to your children. We have fathers. What sort of father you are? We have godly father. We have stepfather. Oh, yeah. So we are all sort of fathers there. Yeah. But it is important that we must be a righteous father, one who is righteous, one who is set example for your children or your grandchildren to follow. You play the role of an advisor in the home. Not to interfere the affairs of your children's family, but if you are a grandfather, do not interfere with the affairs of your children's family. Play the role as a mentor, as an advisor, as a consultant. Don't interfere with them. And show your love and concern for the family, which is very important. When the father loves the Lord, correct. When the father loves the Lord, he will be able to correct his children in the way of the Lord, give godly instructions, and he will become a model example for the children to follow. And this is important. Father, you must set example, a role model for your children to follow. What I see you today is different from what I see you at home. I have seen so many, just side point there. I have seen so many Christian couples that come to church so friendly, so wonderful as a loving couple. But in their home, they fight against one another. They fight with each other. That is very bad indeed. Whether you are husband or father, you have to set a role model for your family to follow. And that is important. Do you set example for your children to follow? Or your grandchildren to follow? So today, I see you as good fathers, maybe good grandfathers, but you must show it to your children and grandchildren. Because the Bible teaches us that the righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Yes. If a man who is righteous, holy, man of the word, the children will respect him and their children will walk after the footsteps of the father or the grandfather. I say, therefore, that the righteous father lives by his convictions. There is a difference between convictions and preference. And I believe that every grandfather or father must have a strong conviction of his spiritual faith. A conviction is a biblical principle that we purpose and decide to follow whatever the cause. I believe that the Bible is God's word, and I will follow the teaching of the Bible. This is my conviction. This is my faith. With preference, you have a choice. For instance, like a preference, whether you like fried rice or Hokkien Mee, it's up to you to choose. There's nothing. There's a choice. And I truly believe that all fathers must have the spiritual, moral convictions of what he is doing and to set example for their children and grandchildren to follow. Individuals such as Moses, Joseph, and Daniel in the Old Testament had witnessed the conviction of their parents' faith. In times of testing, these young men remained true to the faith of their fathers. Such was indeed the reward of the fathers who have children to follow after him. Yeah, this is very true. A father takes pride when his sons follow the way of the Lord. In the case of Eli's household, none would live to old age because his children did evil before the Lord. If you were to read in 2 Kings chapter 13, it records a sad period in the history of God's people. One after another, the kings were following the footsteps of their evil father. The sinful practice of one generation were repeated by the next, and the blessing of the Lord withheld from the nations. How sad it was. One generation after the other followed the bad example of their fathers. God's word reminds us, God's richest honor is bestowed to the fathers who walk with the Lord. And while I want to close this message with God's word, Psalms 112, verse 1 to 3, it says, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever." Yes. I want to impart these blessings to you from God's word. And God's word tells us, God's richest honor will be bestowed to the fathers who walk in the way of the Lord. And the scripture says, "Blessed is the man, happy is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed," refers to his children and grandchildren, "shall be mighty upon earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endure forever." If you want to have the next generations of godly men and women, men who honor the word of God, and men who live for God, and men who are righteous, then it is important for fathers to walk in the way of the Lord. And the Lord will see you through and reward you accordingly of your faith in him. Amen.